Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Monday morning, August 25th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of arts and entertainment news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Dogic TV Networks unleashes a Possum National Dog Day celebration with flash sale, new content, and Times Square takeover. Dog TV Networks is celebrating National Dog Day in a big way with a 24-hour flash sale offering a year of Dog GTV, pet telehealth access, and more for just $24. They are also launching new content including guided meditations for dogs and The Dog Moms Season 2. In addition, Dog TV is hosting a Times Square celebration with giveaways, a best trick contest, and meet and greets with their four-legged executives. CEO Becky Lubich says the event combines unmatched value for pet parents, new content, and a live event to bring the community together. Learn more at www.dogtv.com. Legendary Beast of the North, 1954 Lincoln Cosmopolitan Coupe Pan Americana Racer, now on display at DFW Car and Toy Museum. The 1954 Lincoln Cosmopolitan Coupe, known as La Bestia del Norte, the Beast of the North, is now on display at the DFW Car and Toy Museum in Fort Worth, Texas. This legendary racer has participated in the La Carrera Panamericana Rally 11 times, showcasing determination and racing spirit. Originally used as a race car in the 1970s, it was converted to modern rally specs in 2005 to tackle the demanding rally stages. Nicknamed La Bestia del Norte, this Lincoln has been upgraded with modern rally enhancements for power and endurance. Owner Ron Sturgeon is proud to showcase this iconic car alongside over 200 classic vehicles and 3,000 collectible toys at the museum, offering visitors a thrilling experience.
The Railroad That Stuck to Steam, 1959, A. Aubrey Bodine. A 50-ton Porter saddle tank steam locomotive still moves coal cars over a line less than a mile long on the grounds of St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Washington, D.C. The present engine, the line's fourth, was built 10 years ago at a cost of $45,000. A. Aubrey Bodine, a renowned pictorialist of the 20th century, began his photographic career in 1923, covering stories for the Baltimore Sunday Sun. He believed in the creative discipline of photography and constantly experimented with his tools to create artistic and documentary images. More than 6,000 photographs spanning Bodine's 47-year career can be viewed and ordered as reprints on www.aabrybodine.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Arts and Entertainment Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.